Good evening. I heard once that it's surely no coincidence that the simon we're going to be learning now is simon reish pehei. We're going to be learning tonight the halachas of shnayim mikra ve'echad tagum, the halacha that one should say twice. Very good, absolutely. Shnayim mikra ve'echad tagum, twice the pardon. Shnayim mikra ve'echad tagum. And it is interesting that it is a halacha which is, I think many, some of us who are very makpid on the whole Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos generally, when it comes to Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Tagum, it is a little bit weak. Hence, it makes a lot of sense. It's surely no coincidence that it is written in Simen Reish Pei Hei, which is the Shoresh for Rafa, Reish Pei Hei Rafa, which means weak. It's no coincidence, Rafa, Rifian, means weakened. And it's Taka, probably there's no great, it's Aloch, which is a lot of Chizik, because Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Tagum, I think that is a bit Rafa, is a bit weak. Let us see the Alochas. Hopefully we'll be able to, complete the Simon tonight. Simon Reish Pehe Liko is a Parsha, to read the Parsha Shnayim Mikra, twice the Pasuk, the Chumash, Ve'echad Tagum, and once its translation, the Targum, once the Targum. Although a person will hear the entire Chumash, Kol Shabbos Betzibur, every Shabbos with Kiyas HaTorah, with leaning, nevertheless, that's not sufficient. Chayev, a person is obligated to likrois, to read it, Le'atzma himself, Pechol Shavua, every week, Parashas Oysa Shavua, the Parasha of that particular week, you've got to read it during the week. Shnayim Mikra, twice the psukim of that set of echon, and once targum, the targum. Afilu even atoris v'divon, in the words atoris v'divon, which don't have a translation, just names. Nevertheless, you have to do it shnayim mikra v'echad targum. Shulchanuch. These are the Shulchanuch's words. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Aleph. Likrois atzmon b'chol shavua. Hainu shalayaktim likrois koydem oseh shavua. Don't read it in advance before that week. V'lo yacha, and don't delay it post Shabbos. The Zohar Lashlim Parsha Yosef Matzibur should be Mashlim, should complete the Parsha in Matzibur with the Tzibur, with the Oilem. For Kol Mashlim Parsha Yosef Matzibur, the Gemara says, whoever says Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Tagum and completes the Parsha with the Tzibur, Marichin Lo Yomov U'Shnoi Sra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu adds days and years to his life. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Beis tells us Shnayim Mikra, Avol Lo Yikra Echad Mikra Ve'echad Tagum, Ve'echav Nishmo Me'ashliach Tzibur. You cannot say once, go once over the Psukim, and then once go over the Tagum, and then afterwards hearing once from the Shliach Tzibur, from the Balkoy, you can't. Letzuch Likra's Beis Pa'om, you've got to read it twice, Mikra Chutz Mashmo Me'ashliach Tzibur. You have to say Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Tagum, besides the leaning. Unless you're reading it simultaneously during the laning, then it's counted. But the fact that you yotze through the laning, that's not considered Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Tagum. Yeah. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah now says later on that there's two ways of doing it. You can either say the whole Sedra twice, and then afterwards the Targum, or you go paragraph, every parasha is two more psucha, you go, and afterwards you do the translation, and then afterwards you go for the English. So he said, that's a machloikis, but he said, everything is fine. Seif base in Shulchan Aruch. Aim lomad. Yeah. No, that's definitely fine as well. Yeah, correct. Once the pasuk, once the translation, and once, I mean, not in the right order. They're saying it twice. You think the question is, can you say the Targum before the second time, Chumash? The Mishnah Berurah later says, they can be yotze to the lach, 1 second. We have to wait for Seif. Hey, I don't think it's fine, but we have to wait a little bit. Okay? Says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Beis. Im lomad a parsha beferish Rashi. What happens if you learned Chumash Rashi? You learn Chumash Rashi. Choshev k'moy Targum. So if you actually didn't go through the Targum, you didn't go through the Targum, but instead of that, you did learn Chumash Rashi. So say, you learned once Chumash, and then you went a second time Chumash, and a second time you learned Chumash, you learned it with Rashi. Says that is considered choshev k'moy Targum, that's considered as if you actually said a Targum. You need no more than that. Chumash. And then Rashi, that is good enough as well. Somebody has got fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he got Targum, he should say the Targum, v'gam Pirush Rashi. If you've got your Shemaim and you've got time, you should say both Shnei Mikra v'Echa Targum plus Chumash Rashi as well. Save Cotton, Dalet in Mishneh Berurah, v'Pirush Rashi, Shehu Mefarish Shnei Mikra, k'mo Yishu Mefarish Targum, v'yoyisim menu. There is an additional element in Rashi. Rashi is more than the Targum only, it's more than translation. He actually adds sometimes Chazal, Midrashim, Gemoras. She said there's actually an extra bonus when you do Rashi's because you're actually doing more than just the Targum. Avol imkor b'shalas, but if you're reading with other translations, other languages, say you do Shnai Mikra ve'echot art scroll. So Mishneh Berurah says, Avol imkor b'shalas, if you're reading from another language, shumefarishak is milis lechut, which is only going to give the literal translation of the words, lo yotze chavosu b'mokom ha-targum. You're not yotze. Instead of the targum, you're not yotze. Levish ha-targum mefarish kamo dvorim she'en lo'ovim mitoyech ha-mikro, because the targum at times explains, and don't just translates the pasuk. So Mishneh Berurah tells us, you cannot be yotze with an English translation if it's a pure translation, because you have to do the targum, which sometimes explains the pasuk. But he says sometimes when you have a normal, random translation of the Chumash, you're not going to have explanation to it. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Good. So, Lemaisa, I want to wait for Sivkotn Hei, and I'll answer your question. Sivkotn Hei says, Choshev k'moy Targum. Al kein, therefore, Yoytze ma shekoyeh shnei po mikro ve'echad perish Rashi. You can't say Shnei Mikro on one's Rashi, that's fine. V'oysam psukin sh'edalim perish Rashi. What happens if you've got a pasuk that hasn't got a Rashi on it? There's quite a lot of them. So what do you do then? So it says, Yikro oysam sh'olosh pa'amim, that particular pasuk, you say three times. Okay, yeah? So that's, you don't need extra, you don't need, you just go through that three times. Humi sh'enu ba'ochi sh'yovin is perish Rashi. What if somebody cannot actually explain, cannot understand Rashi? He says you can go through a explanation, a Perish HaTorah, a commentary, which exists in German language, Bizmanenu, in our times. You can go and say for Tzeno Rena, like the famous historical translation of Tzeno Rena, similar, Hamavorim is a Parsha, which explained the Parsha of Perish Rashi, according to Rashi explanation, V'shach Hamenu, and according to Chazal, Habnuyim, which is based on Yisrael the Talmud on the Gemaras. So, the Mishneh Berurah says a very interesting point. He says, you know, what happens if somebody cannot understand Rashi? He says, you know, if you cannot understand Rashi, so you should go through an English, through a German, Tzeno Rena, which explains the Pasuk according to Midrashi Chazal. And that's fine. So what does that teach us? So is that, what is he telling us here?
That you can, instead of Rashi, if you don't understand it, learn it in a detailed explanation in another language, not a straight translation.
Right. So, Reb Moshe apparently paskened, and I heard this from a few places, that from this Mishneh Berurah you could learn, I think he brings the source, this Mishneh Berurah, at least the rationale of this Mishneh Berurah, that if you've got a translation, which is not a pure translation, but it's actually an explanation, and not just an explanation, but an explanation in English language, which is according to Chazal, that could be counted as the Targum. Like the
Living Torah.
Okay, so I know that some wonder and ponder about the art scroll, which clearly is according to Chazal, and it's clearly according to Midrash Chazal, and I mean it's according to It's not a, it's very often, it's not, I mean, I'm not a great Bokhi, I'm not a great expert in art score, but I think often it's not a literal translation. I think often they will do, I think sometimes it's, I think they will often explain it according to Chazal, the way you meant to do it. They will not do a Bereshis Bor Elokim. Yeah, I think, how will they translate Bereshis Bor Elokim? They will have, they will do it according to Chazal. In a, right. Yeah, good. Yeah. So it's not going to be, so therefore I know that, so Moshe was quoted. I don't know if he specifically addressed art school. Probably not. But in principle, to have to go, Shnei Mikro Vechatagum, Shnei Mikro, and then the third time, not to go over the Targum, but to go over a good English translation, apparently Moshe said it's fine. Yeah.
If you read in English, you have to say the English words.
It has to be said. It has to be recited.
It's just English.
It has to be recited. It has to be said. Just to glance over it is not enough. Yeah, although I hear what you're saying, since we're doing it as a Targum, but it has to be said, yeah. Yes.
Commanding you didn't understand this German thing.
Yeah, so if German, the Targum, since the third time round, you do mikro, and the third time round is in order to understand it, understand the Pasuk, al-Derech HaPshat, therefore it makes, as you're saying, it makes no sense to go it in a different language unless you understand a different language. So if you don't understand German, don't do the German explanation. No, you should do either Rashi or Targum, or we're saying now, you can do it in English as well.
Don't understand.
Then everybody will have some language they'll be familiar with. Yeah.
What's the rationale behind the
Why twice? Mashlim Pashoisim Matzibu. Why twice? I don't know. Not sure. Don't know. I don't know. I know that some of it has to do with familiarity, but I'm not sure if that's what you have to say twice. I don't know. Yeah.
Is it better to do it in English than do it in Targum?
Good question. The way I understand the Mishnah Berurah is that it's better to do the Targum. And that's probably the conventional method of doing it.
If you understand it.
Yeah. I don't know. I know that some Rabbonim will tell you to say it in English, but I think that the conventional is to go through Targum, even if there's words that you don't fully understand. So the conventional method is to do it with the Targum. Meitzamina, Siv Gimel. Pardon? Chumash itself, yeah. So you are saying that strong reason that not to say the Targum, but to say the different language. Why is that? According to you, if you is it Takone itself to Mashlim Matzibu?
Yeah, but that's yeah.
So the question is, if the person doesn't understand much of the Targum, is it better to say it in English or better to say it in English or better to go to the Targum? Okay, I'm not sure. I don't know. I remember hearing a psak years ago that it's better to say it in English, but I don't think that's the conventional way of yeah, I hear that. Yeah. Okay, Bnei Neda, let me get back to you about this tomorrow. Good. Rabbi says, if a person is, what does it say you have to say with the tzibu? What does he, how do you define saying it with the tzibu? It's a time. It's a time. And it's talking about from Sunday onwards, it's considered tzibu. So if you say, today you're saying already Parshas Mishpatim, or today you're going, you know, you're going to go ahead and do already Tumat Tzave, so that's not called Matzibu. So from Monday on, it's considered Matzibu. Monday this week. Yeah. Sunday this week. You go always for that leading towards Shabbos. Siv Dalet. Mitzvah min amufcha shiashlim oisa kodim shoichal b'Shabbos. Ideally, you finish, you complete saying the Shnai Mikro ve'echo Targum before your Shabbos meal. Kodim shoichal b'Shabbos, before you eat Shabbos meal. V'em lo yishlim kodim achil, if you didn't manage to finish before the Suda. Yashlimach achilik can complete after the meal. At a mincha until mincha in the afternoon. V'yesh oimrim, some say, ad revi b'shabbos. You can actually catch up until the following Wednesday. So you can now, this week, you can, until Wednesday, you can go for last week's seder. You can do that as, until Wednesday. V'yesh oimrim, some say, had shmini atzeres until shmini atzeres. V'ayinu simchas torah, that simchas torah. Shaz mashlim atzibu. The very, very latest chance is to complete it by simchas torah. Hence, you see many, many people going through pages and pages during the Akofas, trying to be mashlim. It's a very, very last chance. But yes, it is okay, it is permitted. Yes. The Mishnebura now says in Sivkotten Zain, sorry, that's from the earlier, about Mim Rishon Ve'elech from Sunday on. Mishnebura says, Kiven, Shemaschinim B'minchas, the Shapsa, Likos, Pasha Shavua, for Mincha, already, we learn, Mincha on Shabbos, what Pasha do we read? The following week already. So that's already, you go already into next week's Seder already. Consider the lining with a tzibur, because for mincha on into the next seder. So Sunday doesn't really mean Sunday. You can do it on Matzah Shabbos. You can already go for next seder. That's what we find confusing. Generally, when we talk about Matzah Shabbos, so it's not really accurate. Last week's Matzah Shabbos, how would you call it? Matzah Shabbos of boy. But it's not really, really, really accurate. It's not. No, it's actually belonging.
It is. It's because Moshe Shabbos. Oh, right.
Yeah, no, but it's not. Yeah, but it is already. It is. It's from Mincha onward. It's already next week's Seder. But yeah. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah tells us that you choshim atzibu, that mitzvah namufcha you should do before. From Sunday onwards, it's already considered matzibu. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that the best way of doing this, he brings from the Vilna Gaon. I'm at towards the end of Sivkot and Ches. V'chein kosa mesal masra b'anhoges ha-gro, sh'noik techev ha-chatfila, every day after davening, b'chol yom, every day, liko mikta sased a little bit from the sedra, sh'nai mikro v'chotaku, misayim b'erev Shabbos. So the best way is that, as we know, every sedra is divided into 7, and every week is divided into 7 days. Makes sense to do every day a little bit of the every day. And that's what I remember. I'm sure you remember when you went Shachis to Rav Eliashiv. I've got vivid memories from that when I went a few times. I went to Rav Eliashiv down very early. And I a few times I went to Shachis. In it wasn't far from me, Yeshiva. And I remember that he had a very early Shachis, like 6:30 or something. And he would be there already, like long before. And he would be it was a beautiful sight with his talis and tefillin. He was crowned with his talis and tefillin. And he would say, Shnai Mikro Vechotagum before davening. Yeah, he had a beautiful voice. I remember the clear, clear, beautiful voice that Vilashin had. And he, before that, he wasn't, you know, his hasmoda was of unparalleled hasmoda, but he still found time to do Shnai Mikro Vechotagum every morning for however long it took. Shnai Mikro Vechotagum. Now, some people have a minik to do Shnai Mikro Vechotagum on to start the next week's Sedra on Matzah Shabbos. They start Shemiko Vechatakum Otsu Shabbos for the incoming week. Good, yes. Yeah, so but yeah, but it's fine after the meal as well.
Even after the meal.
If you want to chapter the chatchel, you probably have to do it before. But for the lech b'diavad, it's fine. It's interesting that in terms of being mafsik, there is all we're finding is that. There is no, it's not 1 second. Mishnah Berurah only says, where is it? Mafsik between what and what are you referring to? Yeah, and there is a hiddur, but it's not ma'akev. There is definitely a hiddur not to be. There's a hiddur, but it's not ma'akev. If you are mafsik, it's not ma'akev. But I don't know where the mekor is of the hiddur. For sure, definitely, absolutely, yeah. In fact, it's a lechatchil even to do it every day only a little bit. Okay, see, if hey, Rabbi Yisai, yochel likrois ha-pasha shnai mikro vechotakum b'shas kiras ha-toyre, you may do shnai mikro vechotakum during the laning. So what is that referring to? The Mishnah Berurah says, in Tzivkot Yudalad as follows, b'shas kiras ha-toyre, b'sim kuf mem vov, b'mogen avom Tzivkot, hey, b'sim ha-shloshim ha-chmizet, the shlot doesn't like it. You cannot do shnai mikro vechotakum during the leining. Elo, only hakol tzrichen lishmoa kriya mipnei shliach tzibur. You must listen to the leining from the baal kore, and you cannot do shnai mikro vechotakum during leining. Vechenu da'as ha'gro shu b'sev ma'asirav. The gong also doesn't like it. You cannot do shnai mikro vechotakum during leining. Tzrich lishmoa kol tevo v'tevo. You must listen to every single word of the leining. V'lirois b'chumishum to see inside the chumish. V'lo yisaya la'akori klal, and don't. You have to just listen to the leaning.
So it's 6:44
that you can do it. Yeah, so he's going to get to that in a minute. Umashma b'shitov so leket b'shem rabbi yaram shubagozma mini b'veisof sosham terak ben gavu legavu mut. This is between gavu and gavu you are allowed to, but who mikol mokum nira likro belachash milo b'milim ashlach tzibu en la'ach mibazeh. That's probably what you're referring to. To whisper quietly, that's not a problem. So that, if the Baal Keres leans, and you are saying the pasuk whilst he's leaning, the same psukim belachash quietly, that is fine.
What is it?
Kim and shemichaven aos gam lishmokel tem b'tashlach tzibu, because you are also listening to the shlach tzibu, to the baal koyre, and therefore whilst whispering, you're fine. Magnavom he b'shemartem moishel lechatchil nochon lasus kin v'chin kosu kam achonim. He says actually it's even better to do that. If you are listening to the leaning and at the same time you are saying the mikro word by word when he's leaning, that's actually perfectly okay to do that. If you just do shnayim, during Kiras HaTorah, just do shnayim mikro vechotagum. Not connected, yes. Even if you'd go the Targum, if you'd say the Targum whilst the leaning would be going on, that would still be wrong. You cannot, you said that you have to concentrate for the leaning, so if your mom is saying the psukim that he's leaning, that's fine. But if you're going ahead or you're behind or something like that, that Mishnah Berurah said that you can't do. Right. No. Don't think so. Yes. Now the Melamde Tinoikos, teachers, Rebbes, Enzo Chalachso Velikos Aparsha Shabbos. They don't have to go over it on Shabbos. They don't have to go over it. What does that mean? Mishnah explains. Melamde Tinoikos have gotten Tez Zayin. Fedavki B'Emen is only talking about previous generations. Shoyulom Yim Peresh Amikim Atinoikos, they would go through the Seder with the boys, with the children. They would learn the Chumash with the boys. Every week, etc. Lachain, therefore, Yoitzim is then gam ide Targum. Since you're going over the Psukim, explaining it, you obviously don't have to go through the Targum, because you explained it already. You don't need to go over it another time. Kid Elsif base. Avrim loimit perishat minis lechut. But if you're just going the literal translation, word by word, v'loyotzim ide Targum, then you're not Yoitzim Targum. Elo ashen shnei pomi mikro. You will have gone shnei mikro, certainly so, by going over the Psukim. But the Targum element, you didn't fulfill. If you just did literal translations. But if you actually explained it, then you don't have to go with it on Shabbos again. Why not? Because you've done Shnei Mikro, Ve'echot Targum. You certainly went over it twice. So again, the point is, when Shulchan Aruch says, Melamde Tinoikos Ein Tzrichim Lachzor Ve'likos HaParsha B'Shabbos, when Shulchan Aruch says, the Rebbes don't have to do additional Shnei Mikro Ve'echot Targum on Shabbos, what that means is, yes, he did Shnei Mikro, but Targum he didn't do because he just went literally over the words and didn't actually explain it. So therefore, if that's the case, he has to go with it on Shabbos again. However, if he explained it properly, then he did Shnai Mikro, Ve'echot Targum, by explaining it properly, and he will not have to go over it on Shabbos again. But if he failed to do so, if he just did literal translation, he would have to go over it on Shabbos again to actually explain.
He wasn't talking.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah, he was explaining it, and that's why.
So therefore, back to the question of whether you say in English or say Targum, this is to be.
Good point. Yeah, good point. So you're saying that Melamde Tinoikos, arguably, they probably spoke Well, in Shulchan Aruch's time, the Shulchan Aruch, yeah, so saying you can, yeah, they probably did it in Yiddish, yeah. So you've got a raya that it's a good point. It's a very good point, very interesting, very good point. That would be a raya for a Moshe that he's explaining it. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's a good point. I hear. So what? Shnei Mikra. Mikra.
Then you do the whatever. You say, okay, I'll do one Targum now. Boom. And 3 days later, you do again the whole. Is that
the order?
It have to be 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1.
Yeah. The answer is yes. Yes. Yes, it doesn't mean that you're doing the Targum, you did the Targum beforehand.
Kriya,
Targum, Kriya. What's your proof that it works?
Well, how does it work? Because you've done Kriya, you've done Targum. And then you do your last yotze is by saying the
Shnei
Chesupim. What's that? That's
Kriya. I wasn't sure that it was going to say the Targum, that he didn't say the Targum. Yeah, I understand, but who said...
You're laying against the Shnei Chesupim's laying on Shabbos. That's the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one on Shabbos, what are you saying?
If you're singing Belachash together with the Shliach Tzibur, so I thought that he's going to say the Targum afterwards if he's going to say with that. Okay, let me get back to you about this as well. This is my second shayla today that I have to look into. I hear. Okay.
What's the point of dealing with Al-Hurek? You've got no time to do
Targum
again.
Yeah. You're saying that you'd have time. Yeah. Which Mishnebura?
It says rather as last
one. Lo yiko atagum tchile v'achkach mikro. Yeah. Very good. Elo yiko lechatchila shnai mikro mikoidim v'achkach tagum. Lo yiko atagum tchila, do not say the tagum first, v'achkach mikro and afterwards the mikro. Elo yiko lechatchila shnai mikro v'achatagum. And you've got also the hiddur of not speaking. Thank you very much. Harav Grun. Harav. It is good and proper not to be, it's a Bal Nefesh should not stop. Let's just finish. It's correctly pointed out by, was it Naftali? Yeah? Correctly pointed out. It's end of Siv Cotton Vav. Thank you so much for bringing this Ma'amokim. Yeah, let me just finish off Siv Vav. I want to quickly finish off Siv Zayin quickly. We don't do Shnei Mikro Vechatagon of Yomtev. We don't go over the Aftoiras. I don't understand mikro vechatagum of the afteres. Mikol mokum la gulikos v'aftere. Some people do. U'b'shabbos shel chasna yiko afteres shel shabbos v'lo yisoyis osis. Yeah, and when it comes to shabbos shel chasna with the afteres, you're going to say the afteres of shabbos, not soyis osis. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I remember, just to finish off, I have a memory when I was a bocher. I forgot, I did Shnei Mikro Vechatagum when I was trying to catch up Simchas Torah time. And then I'd realized I'd forgotten a seder somewhere. I'd forgotten a seder. And then I was worried about, do I have to mashlim that seder, or maybe does it have to be in the right order? And this was like, I was up to Hazinu or something, and I realized somewhere in Bereshis, I'm not sure, I don't think I did Vayera or something, you know. So I was really concerned, and I called up, I spoke to my Rav, Rabbi Levi Zichron Levracha, and what I remember clearly, I remember clearly how he looked into the Shaila. as if it was mamash like a very mamash. It was like a proper shaila. I remember he opened up Tshuvas Ma'asham. He looked into it. He looked into Gemara. He was thinking, and he was like, "You said get back." He was normally a very quick posik. He had Shulchan Aruch on his fingertips. But he was almost thinking about it, ahin and ahem. And he just talked to me about the severity of, the approach of Shnei Mikvei Chatagum, not to be Stam Mikvei, not to be, but the Cheshivas of it, that's what I remember. Unfortunately, I don't remember the Pesach. I don't remember the Pesach. But yeah, okay, Rabbi Isai, okay, fine, that's it for tonight. Good evening.